Benjamin Franklin once said that it's better to keep silent and have others think that you're a fool than to open up your mouth and let it run so that it proves to others that you are indeed a fool. In the world in which we live, there's always been this constant need for information to find out what's going on and to tell the world what's going on. It leads to a sense of shamelessness, and that people are exposing their nakedness to the world. They expose their nakedness over the phones, over social media, movies, television, everywhere. Be it physical nakedness, sadly, mental nakedness, letting us know what's on their minds, emotional nakedness, what's in their hearts. It seems as though everybody has to say, look at me, listen to me, I've got something to show you, I've got something to say. We've become a nation of exhibitionists. But what is it that they want to show us? Themselves, or the bad things about other people? What do they have to say? All about themselves, the good things of themselves and the bad things of other people. In reality, not everybody wants to see your body. Not everyone needs to know what's going on inside your mind, and you don't have to wear your heart on your sleeve and tell everybody exactly how you feel inside. Truthfully, most people simply just don't care about all those things. Which leads us to ask the question, whatever happened to the virtues of prudence and modesty? To prudence and modesty. Prudence, that virtue of knowing what to do or what to say, when to do it, when to say it, so that what you do or what you say has an effect for the good, that is, to better a person or to better a situation. Modesty, the virtue of modesty, having respect for yourself, keeping a close guard on your body, on your mind, and your emotions, not letting anything in or let anything out that would cause others to sin with your body, your mind, your emotions, cause scandal. Along with that, whatever happened to minding your own business, to respecting others' privacy, showing common respect, common courtesy, common decency? These three things, respect, courtesy, and decency, along with faith, hope, and love, are the pillars of Christian civilization and of a Christian society. We have no reason to go about being curious, to go around trying to examine other people's business or commenting on the business of others. As we know, Satan loves to get in people's business in their lives and exposing them to shame. It's exactly what he did to Adam and Eve, as we just saw in the reading from Genesis. And because Satan did this and Adam and Eve complied with him, they lost paradise. They lost their friendship with God. The question is, with that, do you want to be like Satan? Do you want to get in other people's business to expose them to shame and cause them to perhaps lose a spouse or their family members or their friends, or sadly even lose their faith? None of us, I would say, want to be guilty of that. God condemns Satan for doing so. And of course, he condemns all the busybodies and the gossips, local and national, who love to tell all and destroy lives and persons in the process. No, instead, we as Christians are meant to use these gifts we have from God, our bodies, our minds, to use these things for the good, to make ourselves better persons, to make others better persons, to raise up society, and to raise up society by our loving and hard work, by our prayers, and by our good example. As St. Paul reminds us, we are to say and to do only those good things that others need to hear, to see. Things that will really be of help to them, that will bring the transforming power of grace into our world. That's what the world needs more than anything, is the transforming power of God's grace through us who are believers in Christ. As the responsorial Psalm 130 so beautifully says, the world is crying out from the depths of themselves, needing mercy, needing peace, needing healing and reconciliation. The world does not need to be exposed to shame. it needs our help. Jesus was accused of being in league with the devil for doing just that, in doing God's work. That's really a terrible sin, the sin of associating what God is doing as good, the will of God, with evil. Whenever we tend to attribute evil to God, it leads us to hopelessness and despair, and that is the sin against the Holy Spirit. That hopelessness and despair, denying the goodness and mercy of God to all of his creation, particularly man, saying that God can do nothing to help us. Well, if that's our mentality, what happens? If there's no need for God or we don't have God in our lives, we become like the animals and worse than the beasts. If, however, we are people of faith and we seek peace and we pursue it, if we turn away from evil and do good, if we seek mercy and receive grace, then how thankful we should be. How thankful we should be for that moment of grace when we become, as Jesus himself said, sister, brother, mother to Christ. What does he mean? That as with Mary and the saints, we become one of them, one with them, in bringing Christ to the world and being united to Christ, and in that, to bring his presence, to bring that transforming grace that I spoke about. We are not made for this world only. We live in this world, but we belong to the next as citizens of heaven. Citizens of heaven, knowing that we have a dwelling, as St. Paul reminded us, not made with human hands. God has raised us up to something new, something great with Christ. And he has given us every good thing, grace upon grace and abundance for the glory of God. Be not discouraged. Don't look at only those things that are seen, the vile nakedness uncovered by Satan, but look instead to that which is unseen, the unseen grace of God working within you who believe. As we humbly, prudently, modestly seek and accomplish the will of him who loves us, who hears our voices in prayer and supplication, who clothes us in grace and righteousness.